to recuperate, they sent me over to my aunt's house, which was over in Ashton. And the following day, I think it was the following day, she called me out into the yard. She said, look, they're coming again. And there was a big dogfight going on. But this time the Spitfires were there to meet them. That was on the 27th, yeah, 2 days after. They came back again and tried to repeat their performance, but the Spitfires were waiting for them. And we watched, and one of them came tumbling down in flames. So I felt pretty good about that. It was very strange. When I tried to go back, it was very strange to me, because there was nobody there that I knew. They brought people in off the night shift and other shifts. And so that tour room got hit pretty hard. There weren't many left alive, I know. Because that tour room shelter, that sat 50 people in that shelter. And I don't think there were just four or five of us that got out. I was lucky. But it's certainly something I shall never forget. I did get my own back, sort of thing, because a few months later I was on the anti-aircraft guns. I was in the Home Guard at 16, firing anti-aircraft rockets. There was 150 guns in that field at Avonmouth. Each one fired two rockets. That was 300 rockets going up at the planes, all in one swoosh. So if we didn't hit any of them, at least we scared them to death. It was 6 feet tall and about 8 inches around. And you picked them up, slid them on the two shafts. Then you had headphones, you listened for your orders, you set the horizontal and the vertical and waited for the order to fire, and everybody fired at the same time. So you had 150 guns shooting 300 rockets. That was really something to see. And on the night of the Baedeker raids, they were raiding all of the cathedral towns in England. And they went for Bath, and we got one that night. I remember that. So that was my moment of revenge. Anyway, I survived the flipping lot. They tried hard to get me, but didn't quite make it. Because we were all going through it. I mean, we were being bombed every flipping night for quite a while. And lots of blitzes, the big blitzes. We had to move twice because we had no roof over our heads. My dad got a clever idea, and he rented a cabin down at Porter's Head, one of those holidaymakers' cabins. Got away from the blitz. Second night we were there, Jerry came over, and they were dropping sea mines by parachute. And one of them drifted over and hit the beach about a quarter mile away, and that cabin went about 6 feet off the floor. That was my, I remember that one very well. But as far as the training I got at the BAC tour room, it was great. Because when I got to America, no problem. I had an apprenticeship, you know, even though it wasn't completed, which all I had to do was say I was apprenticed in England at the Bristol Aircraft Company, and I went straight in. Got some good jobs because of that.